back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to Madison, Wisconsin. Recall yesterday we described how in the COVID relief package, in addition to the $1,400 checks, in addition to the $300 a week unemployment compensation supplement, in addition to everything else, Wisconsin's going to get a total of $5.7 billion to municipalities and governmental entities. That would be the cities, the counties, the state, everybody. Robin Voss, remember, back during the lame duck session, they rammed through with a defeated governor to sign it, Walker, who betrayed the country for 8 years as governor. Saddled us with Foxconn, $4.5 billion, turned down $1 billion in train money, turned down $1 billion in Medicaid money. Signed a bill that said Voss is governor and attorney general. The only guy effectively in the history of the country who is governor and attorney general, apparently, even when his party lost both elections. Well, now Voss is ramming through a bill, just rammed it through. Party line vote, remember, gerrymandering, we have more than 50% of the votes for legislative seats. Republicans have 2/3, illegitimate Russian type of legislature, illegitimate. They passed legislation that said Voss gets to decide who gets the $5.7 billion. Okay, who do you think Voss will give it to? Do you think Voss is honest? I mean, take a look at train, take a look at Medicaid, take a look at everything. If Republicans cannot be trusted with money, they'll find a way to steer it to their donors, to waste it or lose it. They will steal it. When Trump put through, actually the Democrats pushed through and Trump had to sign it, the first COVID relief act back a year ago, many of it went to fraudulent fake businesses who just ginned up and said, I have a business and I have 20 employees, put down names out of a phone book or their relatives, took the money and ran and dissolved. Banks administered it. They favored their customers. That's what happens when you get a Republican around money. It's a starving wolf around red meat. There's no honesty. There's no integrity. There are no normal procedures. But by history, Voss could say, we're going to give it back, or a lot of it back, to show we're conservatives. We are going to give it to counties that vote Republican, which he will do. He'll find a way to do it. He won't say it that way, but that's what he'll do. We're going to give it in a tax break. And then you would point out there's legislation in it that says you can't do that. You say, oh, no, we got to eliminate taxes on people that have the biggest incomes in the state. And if they come back against us and say you shouldn't have done that, we'll litigate it and tie it up in court for 2 years and then settle it. They are not in good faith. Do you understand that? They're not in good faith. It's not a question of conservative or liberal. The Republican Party has cancer. They cannot be trusted with money. Evers has said he'll veto it. And he will veto it. And we narrowly escaped the Republicans getting a veto-proof legislature in 2020. They did flip 2 Senate seats in Hudson and Green Bay, but fortunately in La Crosse, Brad Paff kept the seat for us. So we're hanging on by a thread in the Senate. In the Assembly, we picked up 2 seats, Devendraca, and then out in the North Shore, and then out in Brookfield, Wauwatosa. But look, the deal is that with this gerrymander, even though we win the legislature, we only get a third of the seats. We could have come very close to having a veto-proof legislature. In other words, that would be Evers goes, all right, I veto it. And they say, we're overriding your veto. They can't do it right now. So what has Voss done? Voss has said, well, we are going to go to court. And they will probably pick a county, a conservative red county, hope they get a judge who decides what's good for the Republican Party, not what's good for Wisconsin or what's the law or what's the Constitution. Then it'll go up to a court of appeals. They'll ask for original jurisdiction in the Supreme Court. I don't know that the Supreme Court will do it. Three of them will do it. I don't know that Brian Hagedorn will do it. I think he's going to want to see development in lower courts. So it'll work its way up. It'll go to the Supreme Court. We have good lawyers in the Democratic Party. I'm sure that there are ways of steering this into federal court, that that's being considered. But one way or the other, you cannot turn over $5.7 billion to a starving mangy wolf. You know what's going to happen. It'll tear the steak apart. Yeah, Luke.
What would the legal argument be for them to have oversight of it? They tried to pass the law didn't pass. The current law stands as Evers's office has control over it. I just don't understand how, what kind of legal battle is there going to be if the law is on Evers's side?
Right. You know, the thing about it, the longer you practice law, the more you realize that what you just said is absolutely true. It's absolutely right. It's common sense. But there's very little common sense left in the law. They're going to play this. There are some judges in the state who will find a way to do something to benefit the party, the Republican Party, number one. Number two, you know, what they're liable to say is something like, under Wisconsin law, you know, with the lame duck act, blah, 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 blah. And I think at this point, I do not see the Wisconsin Supreme Court coming in and saying, all right, Voss, here's a $5.7 billion slush fund. Do whatever you want. Because if they did, that would try, we'd take that up to the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court. They would probably turn it down. We'd have litigation on everything that Voss did. If he put in a tax cut, we'd say that's against the law. He'd say, well, that law is unconstitutional. We litigate that. Then he'd say, well, I'm going to give this to these counties and that counties, but none to Milwaukee and Dane County. We'll say that's against the law. It denies due process and equal protection. That would take years of litigation. They would hire lawyers out of this money and pay them $900 an hour to think about it. A taxpayer expense. You see what's happening? This is a nihilistic vandal legislature because they're illegitimate. They're illegitimate. They're illegitimate. So yeah, I agree with you. I would write the brief against what they're doing. And actually I could just say exactly what you just said. I mean, but it's too common sense. You know, lawyers don't make their incomes out of common sense. Okay. This is true. And judges don't get in the newspaper over common sense. And so that they can run for higher office or whatever they want to do. So I think you got to look at this. I don't want to scandalize anybody into thinking that somehow we don't operate by honesty, integrity, and common sense, but we don't operate by honesty, integrity, and common sense. We don't do it. You're right. More, if you were the judge, you sit there and they go, well, you say, well, Evers vetoed it. You didn't override it. So, yeah, that's what's happening. I don't feel like getting worked up. I'm going to enjoy myself today. I don't like thinking about the Republican legislature.
That's fine. I was trying to think about it myself, and I was like, this just seems too Wisconsin. Like, it's very on brand for the Wisconsin GOP.
No, it's not Wisconsin. It's not Wisconsin. It's Russia is what it is. Okay. We're signing off. Great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Krupp, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, Busted Pencils on Tuesday, Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike, and Max Inc. Radio. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.